Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. La, 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 la. Happy New Year. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to January 1st, first day in the new year, 2022. Yes, of the global vision for living today. We all need a vision. Scripture says, without a vision, the people perish. And when you study that word perish, that word, perish, P-E-R-I-S-H, it means something that was, but that never was. It is not that, oh, well, they go somewhere and die. That is not what that word means. Without vision, the people perish. They never were what they thought they were. No trace whatsoever. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I know you are interested in how to make God your everything in life. We've been running this series for 4 weeks. Now this is part 5 of the new year. Who is there like Jehovah? Who is there? A great and mighty God is he, worthy of all praise, honor, and love. He has never failed mankind. He has always kept his word and has devoted his all-in-all existence to those who call on his holy name and others who follow. He is known as the King of the universe, and there's none like him in over all the earth. Oh, my God, what a mighty God he is. So we're calling on a wake-up to thieves, homemongers, drug addicts, worshipers of all manner of evil, godless men and women, and all who knoweth not God. It's time to be redeemed. Hey, thank you again for tuning in. I see we have our guest host, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. I know you guys have a ball with him. You have a ball with me, too. But right now, there's nothing funny. We've crossed that line. It only took 60 seconds to get out of one world, one time, and over into another. 1 minute after midnight last night, you're into a total new zone. And we're here to help you standardize that for the year 2022. I think we really should be interested and making God our everything. We've done everything we were big enough to do last year. Now here we are, wondering, thinking, walking about, some still in a drunken stupor. What am I going to do with my life now? I didn't even really want to wake up on this side of a new year. But I know I've got to effect a change. And stepping over into one time zone from another is not the way to do it. The way to do that is to make God our everything. And we truly want to do that for this year. We didn't get a chance last year. Well, if you're listening, then you have a chance. If you open your eyes up this morning, you got another chance. Whether you want it or not, you have another chance to be all that you can be. With God, your everything. Colonel Harrison, welcome over into 2022. You see, we have a good topic. This is the number 5. How do you feel about people in 2022 going about their way to make God their everything in life? What is your take on that? Is it possible? Fallen man, out of his mind, not doing what he should. Is there a chance that that can happen in 2022?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. Happy New Year's 2022 to each and every one of you as well. Doctor, you started in your remarks that without vision, the people perish. Vision, as you have explained it and you have shared with us, is that having a focus and knowing who God is, knowing what direction we desire to head in, knowing which direction we would like to head in, but more important, knowing which direction God would would direct us in. And without knowing who God is, we can't make God our everything, and we will not succeed. The world is going awry, away from God, away from the direction God would have each of us live our lives. So we have to redirect, meditate, take time, stop, pause, get to know who God is, seek God through prayer and through others who know who God is, and then we can fulfill God's plan for our lives, and then we can also find some personal happiness ourselves. But without God in our lives, 2022 is just going to be another year, and it's not going to amount to a hill of beans in any of our lives without God.
Yes, oh my God, that is so true what you just said. And without really having that God on your side, you have satanic entities on your side. Bible says that while there's many gods, the two major, Satan, Lucifer, the prince of darkness, and of course, the prince of peace, the God of light. He said, let there be light. That's the one that I think we ought to be interested in actually following. I don't think anyone wants to have a repeat edition of what happened in 2021. People were saying, they were talking to newscasters, they're fearful, they're afraid of going into 2022. I'd be afraid too if I had no vision, if I had no way of knowing which direction I could take in my life in 2022. You know what? I'd probably be afraid too. But right now, we don't have to fear if we know we have the God of the universe on our side. How you gonna know that? First of all, like Colonel Harrison just said, you've got to know him. Don't stretch out there, oh, you know, I woke up this morning, I had a dream, and in my dream, no. The scripture says that you may know him. So we're going to, again, talk about how to get to know God so that you can make him your everything and be guaranteed of God's wisdom, his guidance, his leadership, and anything else he might have for us in 2022. Such a good topic and such a good way to start this new year off. So we have gone through series 1, 2, 3, 4, and now we have 5. In each one, we have cautioned everyone that want to know about God but just don't know how. Listen, if you had problems last year, or should I say yesterday, on getting to know this God and knowing where to go to get the knowledge and knowing who to go talk to get the knowledge and knowing who to go to in your family to say, come on, all of us. Joshua said, as for me and mine, we are going to serve God. But how you going to do that if you don't know? Well, he surely knew those that had followed Moses all through the wilderness. He knew they should know. And this brings us to this topic. You know, many people have set up in some of the edifices. And we always go back to the church. You know, some say, oh, well, you know, the church is God's chosen something. They don't know, but they're just going to say something to help lead the people here in the world and his chosen people. I hear many say, oh, these are God's people. All these nobody knows who really is God's people. He said, by their works, you will know them. So if you want to just say, well, okay, I'm going to sit here for a month. I'm going to watch them. What are their works? Let's not come up with 1,001 phantoms under the sea reason why people really are just not following God. You know, they're sitting there, they're hearing some good stuff. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But do their work show anything? How are you going to make God your everything? And your works is showing the opposite. So right now, we're going to get into the meat here of how a person can make God their everything. Colonel Harrison, is it crucial that people get to make God their everything? They had a chance 2020, 2021, 2019. They obviously had a chance if they're still breathing. But how crucial is it in our times that people really
should make God their everything. How critical is that?
It is critical, Donna, between the listening audience as we have breath in our bodies. It's as critical as life and death that we get to know who God is. It is critical as being able to take care of our well-being through working a job or having income coming in. It's our lifeline. It's our umbilical cord to get to know who God is. And without him, we surely and certainly will perish. And that's why we're in the condition, the world is in the condition, it is confusion, turmoil, uncertainty, and fear.
Oh, my God, it sure is. Now, who's to blame for that? We're going to jump right on into this. People are saying, well, you know, I read my Bible, don't even know which version to have. How critical could that be? I mean, people have been stumbling through centuries since the beginning of time, and they've heard this quotation there, this statement there, this one over there crying in the wilderness, you know who that is. They've heard these people get up, you know, call themselves prime ministers, and they're saying what they, I mean, oh, my God, is it really possible with so much confusion by those that are still talking? And so much confusion by those that have been talking for centuries and have gone on to die, leaving us in the hands of, oh, my God, could be wicked shepherds, false shepherds. You know, the Bible said they're getting ready to start running. They're getting ready to start running. They've been talking, but they ain't been saying nothing. We know it's critical for all human beings, animal, anybody breathing, to make God their everything. But what are some of the steps? We already see what's out here. We already see the failure of those that God has put in charge. Yes, I said that. Take it back to wherever you want to take it. But yes, out of failure. There's no way a nation, especially with the Constitution in place, still, hopefully, the Bill of Rights. I could go on and on by documentation that man has got up and signed and said, this is the way. I don't know about Spain, Europe, Iceland, Scandinavia. I don't know about that. But since I was born in America, I do know in America there's some documentation put in place to show us in America how we should be living. And each one of those, it mentions God. Isn't that something? What are we doing now to govern our lives under a God that we might not know about or study? What have we done? What have those put in charge done? It gets worse every year, but some of us still talking. Worse every year. Pull out any kind of rabbit out the hat to say why this and why that. What is our problem? What is our problem? Is our word better than God? What if God said to say? He said, warn the wicked. That was one of the last prophetic statements. Ain't nobody doing that. Kind of hasn't do. Do you see many people supposedly put in charge by God warning the wicked? Or are they just standing around trying to win brownie points out of the dead, looking out through eyes, thinking they're hearing something they're not? Talk to us about that, Colonel Harrison.
There's not enough emphatic preaching present day in modern day churches warning people of the wrath of God and the importance of to get to know God. In years gone by, olden days, older testament, two Bible divided in two parts, Old Testament, New Testament, there were prophets of God who were in the streets crying out to the people, telling them to change their ways, or they will suffer consequences for their action. And so we are at the point where we need the same type of emphatic preaching to warn people that the wrath of God will come upon them. They need to get to know who he is. They need to turn away from their sins, and then they need to cleave to him so that they can find out what his plans are for their lives.
Why is that seemingly a problem? To help people know how to make God their everything and to caution them about doing the opposite. Why does that seem to be such a problem? I know you said there's not enough emphatic ministers. Well, what are they doing if they're not doing that? What really are they doing? Are they somewhere hiding in fear? Have they gotten old and rickety? What are they doing if they're not doing that?
I'm not sure what some of the preachers, more importantly, pastors are doing, the pastoring churches, with regard to preaching emphatic messages of the importance and urgency it is to get to know God. But the one thing I know is that there's more of a tendency in the modern day church to preach messages that tickle the ear, because it may be reluctancy on some pastors' part to offend the membership who support the church through tithes and offerings.
Mm-hmm. That does sound about right. But are you seeing many classic ministers really reaching back to the younger brethren, the brothers, the young men that might want to go into a ministry that are really sincere? I mean, are they really doing that?
Not many with regards to reaching out to the millennial generation. There are a few of us that are doing it, but not many. And I believe the reason there's not a lot of emphasis on reaching out to the millennial age group is because they believe that the millennial age group has a mindset wherein they are rejecting the true and living God. Although they don't know who the true and living God is, they have the impression the millennial are taken to electronics, taken to other distractions, social media, those kinds of things. Their focus is not on getting to know who God is, but that is a mistake. We need to reach out to all. God says, come whomsoever you will, and he will receive them. So we need to reach out to people from all walks of life, all ages.
Well, you know, that's a great thing to say, but as far as I'm concerned, I think it is too late. There's other groups. It was one major that has stopped the proselytizing and going door to door and other ways and means of supposedly involving themselves in the end gathering, the gathering in of sheep. They have statements that they made as to why they have, and they're bone chilling. They said anything out there is just a mouthpiece, because just about, according to their God, it's over. The show is over. So anybody walking around, they just walking around, said they don't know why they don't know, but they just continuing to walk around until, I guess, they drop dead. There's no reason why that should be. Because if the ones that are still alive talking about making God everything and you should do this, you should do that, people are broken down. I hope they're not blind. Ezekiel calls those blind shepherds. Oh, that's bad. A blind shepherd, who can they lead if they're blind? It says it right there in the scripture. So right now, the younger generation have not been taught to make God the everything, because there's no way. The scriptures calls for going out there doing the end gathering work. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. They're almost non-existent now. That's the Lord Jesus Christ said that. So this has been a systemic problem with those called the shepherds not really making a beaten path out of wherever they're standing all the way out here. And I'll give you a classic example. We have a little time. I was in a ministry, and a man was up there talking, so and so on, and he asked a question about something, and I got up. I don't know how many was in there, and I turned around and said, why are we still sitting here? Of course, everybody said, you know, he's looking, and he was shocked. I said, why are we still sitting up in here?
didn't the man say, go ye therefore? Go means that. I said, why are you? And I called the few names. I said, why are you sitting up? Why are we still sitting up in here? You've been sitting up in here, some of us, for years. Still ain't gone out. I said, is this what you're telling these people? I mean, let me tell you something. God said he's going to raise up somebody that's really going to tell it like it is. I've seen him pushing him in wheelchairs, on crutches and canes, took him an hour to get from one corner to another corner. But let me tell you something. They went on. It wasn't no, it was snowing, it's cold, and I'm not coming because it's cold up in there. Absolutely demonic. He said, by their works, you're going to know them. You better get up out of places like that. These people, as you said, Colonel, Dr. Harrison, you know, we got all these titles and all that. What is going on in the world? Some of our titles don't even coincide with what the world even want anymore. You look in the latest university book. You don't even see all that. These people are not interested in that. They want some works. They want to see some works. They want to get involved in some works. And they want to make sure the works work once they do. That's where it's at right now. So the younger generation, can we blame the younger generation for not making Jehovah God their all in all? What happened? What happened in 1910? What happened in the 1940s? What happened after World War II? Come on, y'all, I tell them on Sunday, let's take a walk. Take a walk through history. You ain't got to listen to me. I wasn't born then. But let me tell it to you like it is. You know, some kind of talk like that. And I'm very happy because I was talking to the pastor and he said, we've gone from 12 to almost 200 since you've been sitting in here. I said, I really believe on what I'm talking about. I really believe that. And I'm very happy because I stand every time. I'm not here to waste my time. I'm not here to lick the heels of the pastor. Miss me with that. So I'm thinking right now to make God our everything. I kind of think some of us need to double back. We need to reach back and say, why didn't you do this? Why haven't you told me that? Is it really so? Is it really so? We know the master that quoted that. Is it really so? Because I don't see no works. I don't see nothing you're doing. I hear you talking. Is it really so? So right now, can we blame, a Belshazzar-like personality? Can we really do that? He said in a minute, some of these people wake up and find out they had all this time to do the will of God. And they were told to do it, Ezekiel, Isaiah. And please don't mention Jeremiah. All those are part of the major prophets. And they have an edict against all them, the kings, all them standing up there supposed to do one thing. Ain't done nothing. Ain't done nothing. Just a leading them to the water where they stand. And look at us. Look at us. Colonel Harrison, are you sad about that?
Yes, I am. There's a lot of apathy in the world. But those who are called by God to preach and teach has an obligation to do that, to overcome the fear, the anxiety, the apathy, the complacency, the reluctancy, and all these things that people allow to become distractions that separate them from getting to know who God is and making God their everything. God clearly says in the Bible, he wants us to put him first in our lives. We put him first in our lives because God is a God of love, and he's the one who provides for us. And so he's the one that allowed us to come forth from our mother's womb. So we have to honor him who is the creator, God Jehovah. And without him, we will be nothing. And there will people be scattered, be running to and fro and with fear and uncertainty and not knowing where they're going, what to do, who to turn to. God is the answer. God, Jehovah, is the answer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Are they too late? Is it too late? Is it too late? Some are saying it is. Some are saying it is. I was reading somewhere, they said church attendance is down to about 22-23%. They said people have just not been taken by the hand and led to their maker, their creator. So since they haven't, their children haven't. The article was bone chilling. Let me see. I don't know how many views, but when I quoted it and put my two cents in, I had 1,000 views within probably, I don't know, 2 hours. People really, with that fallen Adam and Eve inside, they really don't know what this is and why this is moving me, but I feel guilty. I'm guilty. And that guilt passed on when Adam and Eve were there in that garden and they heard Jehovah's voice and say they ran and put some fig leaves on her, and they passed all that down. Guilt. People internally are guilty and know something is wrong about me, but I don't know what. Something is wrong. Something has gone wrong. Nothing I'm doing is right. Everything just about is wrong because I got this guilt complex. Even psychologists will tell you, if you can rid a person of guilt, they can rule the world. But so many millions are walking around with this Adam and Eve guilt complex. Now, they pay for that. You'll never see them two again. Bible says that. They're forever gone. That's it. Can't even get a likeness on a piece of paper of them. They're gone. That's it. But you still have the guilt complex on those that came after them. Who is the one that takes guilt away, Colonel Harrison? Who is the one that says, if you come to me, I'll make you whole? Colonel Harrison, we have a chance to make God our everything. We have a chance to figure out, you know, I don't know what this is. Everything I touch, it ain't working. Everything I try to do, it ain't working. This ain't working. That ain't working. This will never work. What can we say to people that feel like that? Because he did say, I'm coming to make you whole. No one is whole walking around with a guilt-ridden, guilty conscience. What can be done by those that are still standing, trying to get a kernel here and a kernel of corn there at the cost of their health? I could go on and on that. See the hands clapping. No, we don't. Sorry, you guys. I could go on and on that. So, Colonel Harrison, what do you think the end from the beginning of the end is? For those that really want to make God to everything, we have about 3 minutes. 1, 2, 3. Give us 3 steps because we're closing out this series.
Number one, see God. Number one, see God, search for God, know who he is. Number two, find teachers. There are teachers who can teach you who God is and walk with them and help them learn and grow in the way of God. And number three, accept God's Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. We still, I believe, have time because God said a remnant will be saved. A few will be saved. And so there is still hope for those who will seek God through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. I'm going to stick with number one, because if I don't know God, then that means I don't know or have the sense to go and get somebody to tell me or show me about God. I'm going to strike that. And then whatever that third one you were saying, I think we need to stick with first. Prayer. January 1st, you're not going to make it but through prayer. He said, come unto me. You're not going to come unto God's Son. Just walk up, shake his hand. Come unto me. You're going to come unto him by prayer. And if people don't recognize the power of prayer, they will never make God everything. You don't know enough. You don't have enough wisdom to go out. Oh, yeah, that preacher there, that's who's going to teach something. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you all. Happy everything. New Year. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. You guys be good till next Saturday because we're going into a whole new series. Why am I living? God bless you. In Jesus' name, have a great day. Hallelujah.